Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Lori Bradner, President of Inspiring Educational Systems Incorporated and Director of School Operations for Tailwheels, etc. from Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Florida Aviation Network, where we are broadcasting live and in the clear at the 48th annual Sun and Fun. And we are in our remote studio here at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, located right on the grounds of Sun and Fun. Well, I am so excited today. What a fantastic day today, because in the studio today, I have Beth Saxon. Beth, thank you so much for being here today with us. And I know I could just talk to you for hours. We've been talking ahead of time. But you are with Stallion 51.
I am.
Correct? And they are, of course, Stallion 51, that is any air show. Any and all air shows, Stallion 51 is there.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Definitely at Sun and Fun, definitely at Air Venture. So we are thrilled, Beth, to have you in the studio with us today.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. Beth, I always like to start with, tell us a little bit, and I know that we're here to talk. You've got very, very serious topic, and it's something that all aviators, pilots, aviators, mm-hmm. need to know about, and that's the medical.
Correct.
And at Florida Aviation Network, we're all about safety. And the safety starts with our health.
Correct.
You're not going to get behind. You are not going to get in an aircraft unless we've been cleared to fly. So I want to talk a little bit, but let's talk a little bit about where your love for aviation started and how you've been with Stallion 51 for 10 years.
Almost 10.
Where did that start? And can you tell us, give us a little bit of your background?
Well, I'm a Florida native and third generation, and I'm very good friends with Lee Lauterbach and Angela West.
Oh, we know those names.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And Lee was my sponsor for falconry. So Lee is a falconer. He's a master falconer. And I needed a sponsor to get into that area of animal behavior, and Lee sponsored me. So to go fast forward, they have an aviation medical examiner on staff, and he needed an assistant, so they asked if I'd come on board and help out, and that's how I got involved with Stallion 51.
And you've been there ever since?
I've been there ever since.
That is awesome. Okay, we're going to come back because you just said something, and I went, wait a minute, that's something I don't know about the falconry, and that's the real falcons. Those are
the big birds.
The
yes.
big birds. All right. Well, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Because I'm all about, you know, we broadcast live every day when we're at Sun and Fun. We're all about safety, but we always love to hear the stories because aviation, at Florida Aviation Network, we say aviation is for everyone. It doesn't matter. Aviation, there's something in aviation for everyone.
That's
correct.
So
I'm going to get back to that. But let's talk, Beth. So you work with Dr. Bush.
I do.
Correct. Okay. And I have had the absolute joy and pleasure of meeting and interviewing Dr. Bush, one of the smartest men I've ever met.
He's very good at what he does.
Amazing. Tell us a little bit about the process. So I want to fly. I want to get certified to fly. I want to go. Now, I know I've got to pass the medical. So can you tell us a little bit about the process in someone who's brand new to aviation? Where do we go? What do we do? I've got no clue where to start. And it can be very daunting.
Right.
It can be very, very frustrating at being daunting. Can you talk us through that and just tell us the story? Make it simple. If there's websites you want to give, things like that, we'll have you repeat it to the camera so people can write it down that are listening. But where do we start? Like, Beth, where do you go?
Probably the first thing, and I'm just going to make a wild assumption that you've already done probably an experience flight.
Okay.
I'm not a pilot, so I might kind of stumble over some of the lingo.
That's okay.
But you've probably already had an introductory flight, and maybe you've already kind of made a choice of flight schools you want to go to.
Okay.
So if you've made a choice, it's important to talk to your instructor or to the school as to, do you need to first qualify for a class one medical, a class two medical, or a class three medical.
Okay.
And all of them have different advantages to them. A class one is always going to be the commercial guys. The guys that fly the airlines get paid for it.
Okay.
Class two, in simplest terms, are going to be the guys that fly like the corporate jets, and they also get paid.
Okay.
Class three are the guys that just want to get out there and have fun. General aviation, just get in there and get a small plane and go have a good
Private
time.
Pilots.
So once you figure out which direction you want to go, then you need to fill out the application through the FAA to apply for a medical certificate.
Okay.
And that's done. This is a long website. It's in the FAA. They must have had a creative moment. But the website is called MedExpress. MedExpress.faa.gov. MedExpress is spelled, and I'm going to spell it out with the aviation
Please.
Alphabet, Michael Echo Delta. Mm-hmm. X-ray, Papa, Romeo, Echo, Sierra, Sierra, .faa.gov.
Thank you. Okay, so it's medexpress.faa.gov.
Correct.
Okay.
So the first thing you have to do is request an account, and that's where you're going to put your pertinent information in. So your name, address, social security number, all of that information. It's very, very important because now this puts you in the limelight of TSA. So all of your credentials from this point forward have to match.
Okay.
So you need to use your full name, just as it appears on your passport or on your birth certificate. So
gotcha.
No abbreviations, don't drop any names.
Super
Everything
important.
Goes in there, super important.
Okay.
It's all gonna match. And then once you fill out the application, you're gonna submit it. And when you submit it, in our particular case at our office, Dr. Bush prefers the application. So this is where a lot of my new patients get kind of hung up. You're going to submit the application. You're going to get a confirmation number. Well, right below the confirmation number is a button that's labeled completed application. That's going to pull up the PDF. So I want the PDF. That's what Dr. Bush wants.
Okay.
So bring that PDF in. Bring in all of your identification of a government-issued photo ID, whether that's a passport or a driver's license, that's what I need.
Great.
And then we'll take it from there.
And the names need to match.
The names need to match.
Identical.
Exactly.
Okay. So two key things. So brand new. You go to medexpress.faa.gov.
Correct.
Fill it out with pertinent information using your passport or a birth certificate, making sure we're not abbreviating so everything matches exactly. Once you've filled out that pertinent information, you send it, but then there's one more step, and that is, as people that are applying, we need to have that hard copy, that PDF, to be able to take it to the examiner.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, every doctor's different, but I know Dr. Bush prefers the application.
I'm old school, Beth. I'm old school, and I don't think there's any harm in having a paper. I'm okay with the paper trail. I'm with that. Now, what is the next step? So I've done that. I filled that out. I come to see you, I come to see Dr. Bush. What are the next steps then? So for someone that's brand new to aviation, so some of our students that are flying, some of our students that want to fly, even some of our young at hearts that want to learn to fly. Mm-hmm. You're never too old, by the way. What is the next step then? What can you walk us through the process to actually get the medical, and what is the next step after I have that PDF in hand?
So the next step is going to be to call and make an appointment with
Dr.
Bush to come in for your examination. It takes maybe 30 minutes.
Okay.
So if you're familiar or if you recall, depending on all of our ages, what it was like to get a high school physical to play sports, that's essentially what it is.
Got it.
Now, the standards for the medical are obviously going to be a little bit different depending on the class medical that you're applying for. But in general, I personally will get your height, weight, and your blood pressure. And then Dr. Bush is going to take you into the exam room. He's going to take a real good look at your eyes. He's going to check you for color vision, which is very, very important.
Okay.
And then he's going to listen to your heart and ask you a few questions. And then if you pass, you will leave with your medical certificate in hand.
Now, once you get the medical certificates, how long are they good for?
Depending on your age. If you're under the age of 40, a class three is going to be good for 5 years.
Okay.
If you're applying for a class two or a class one, those are good. The class one is good for one full year. Then it's going to downgrade to a class two for one full year. and then it'll downgrade to a class 3 for the next 3 years. So it, okay. In total, it's good for 5 years.
Gotcha.
If you're over the age of 40, a class 1 is only going to be good.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. All right.
It's only going to be good for 6 months, and okay. then it downgrades to a class 2. Okay. And then eventually it'll downgrade to a class 3.
Okay. And then when it, so at that point, at that 6 month mark, I simply have to make another appointment. Is that just a recheck? Is there something I have to go through with the FFA? Do I have to reapply? Do I have to go through the whole process again? Or what do I do if I've, that time is elapsing and I know whether it be a year, whether it be the 6 month mark, what do I do at that point?
It kind of depends on your career. If you're a class 1 and you're flying under a class 1 for a living, and you're over the age of 40, then every 6 months you have to renew it. So every 6 months you have to go back into MedExpress, fill the application out all over again, submit it, bring it in. It's the same routine.
It's the whole process.
It doesn't matter. And if you're even younger, at the end of 5 years, if you're going to let your medical certificate go through for the full 5 years to renew it, you have to go back and fill the application out all over again.
Okay.
And
okay.
by the way, this is something I've experienced with a lot of pilots. If you have anything, or if you're really, really concerned about information you've given the FAA in the past and you want to stay consistent, I highly recommend keeping a copy of what you've done before and using that as a reference when you fill the application out again. There are a series of medical questions on the application that, as we get older, we have to answer yes or no to, and you have to give them details if you do answer yes as to what concerns were or what your
right.
history was. So if you want to stay consistent, it's so much easier just to print out an extra copy of that application, put it in a file, and refer to that when you go to renew it.
I got it. Now, let me ask you a question. So that's for someone that's starting out brand new. So they go to MedExpress. Now we know how to redo that. Know to keep a copy. Again, I'm one of those old people with the file cabinet at the house. I'm still that paper trail. I still like to have it. I know we've got electronics. Maybe I'm just not so good with technology. What about someone, talk to us, because we do get older, unfortunately. Health issues can crop up.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, now I know that I've got high blood pressure or I'm experiencing some sort of medical condition. How do you handle that on an application? So let's talk a little bit about that authorization. Is there a different process? Is there something that I would I have a different conversation with you and Dr. Bush
mm-hmm.
on that? So can you talk a little bit about that?
Everything's got a little bit of a different protocol, but in essence, if anything is of concern with your physical health, then Dr. Bush will set you aside and have a conversation with you. In some cases, it requires a deferment, which is not a denial. It just means that Dr. Bush is not allowed to give you your medical at that point. It's got to be pushed up to the FAA for a final decision.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, it's relatively just a step process. Probably the biggest inconvenience is the amount of time the FAA takes to turn around and get back to you.
Okay.
But once you pass and you get what we call a special authorization or a special issuance, I can't emphasize enough for the pilots out there that have one, read that letter, because that letter is going to be very specific in what you have to do to requalify to renew your medical.
That's the letter that they get back. That's the letter the FFA sends them.
That's correct.
Okay, so read that. Go ahead.
Read that letter, and I know it's really confusing to read, so I can't emphasize, again, enough. Read it over again. Read it out loud, and if you have any questions, call your AME and talk to him and ask him to help you get through it, because there are time limits to hand in paperwork. They're very specific on the type of paperwork they want, whether it's a note from your doctor or reports from your cardiologist, anything of that nature. They need, the FAA is going to want it, and the FAA is very specific in the amount of time that they want to get it.
Okay.
So it's really, really important to be very familiar with your letter. Now, your AME is going to get a copy of that letter. So if for any crazy reason you misplace your letter, and hopefully you don't, you can always call your AME and ask him to produce a copy for you so you've got something to go by.
Now, is that something that you and Dr. Bush, if I get one of these letters, and I need to go through it. Is that something that Dr. Bush, that you and Dr. Bush would walk us through?
Correct.
So
we
you
will.
Would walk
More
us
than
through
happy
the
to help
process,
you out.
Making sure. Now, do most of those things that the FAA is going to require, is that something that's going to come from your office? Is that usually involve our medical examiner? Or how, can you speak a little bit about that?
So an aviation medical examiner is really more your advocate to the FAA. Yes, he does the physical examination.
I got you.
But he's not a specialist. So anything that the FAA is going to ask for is typically going to come from your treating physician. So
okay.
If it involves sleep apnea, then you need to go to your pulmonologist. If it's something to do with your heart or blood pressure, you're going to have to go to your cardiologist.
Okay.
So kind of follow along those lines. But again, the letters are pretty clear. When they want information, they're pretty clear about you need to go to your cardiologist, and it gives a whole list. So I even tell my own patients, make a copy of the letter,
Highlight
what it is specific to your specialist, and take it to them and say, look, this is exactly what the FAA wants. No wiggle room. This is what they want, and this is what I need. And the doctors are usually very appreciative of that kind of guideline, and they're more than happy to give you that information.
Right. And then if there's any questions, then your AME, your medical examiner, can work as a liaison.
Perfect,
and
yes.
Speak, because they can speak to each other.
Correct.
And they can do that. This is so important because obviously safety first, and we know that when we talk about aviation, safety and flying starts with our health,
mm-hmm.
and especially, no matter what we're doing, but especially in aviation. Let me ask you, because it's so wonderful. Thank you for all you do for us with Stallion 51, with aviation.
Mm-hmm.
We are always trying to engage, encourage young people, ignite the spark for aviation. And one thing, of course, being a woman, I am so interested in getting young women into this industry, whether it be doing what you're doing, mm-hmm. because you're a key component in aviation. What would you say today to the young people, the young women at Sun and Fun Nights, come to your booth at Stallion 51? What do you say to them to get them excited and to get them, just to ignite that spark? What would you say?
Gosh, I'm going to sound like an old surfer girl saying this. Just go for it.
I mean,
just get in there. My father flew, and I got to fly with him, but he never said anything to me to encourage me to go out and fly. He just didn't think any of us kids were interested.
Really?
So I look back now and watch it and think, I would love to do something like that. It just, to get up there and fly would be so much fun.
Yes.
And then all the opportunities, but the variety to get out there. And I know things are so much different and so much more available for young girls now anyway, but they just need to get out there and get exposure. You know, don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to hop into the cockpit. Just get out there and do it. And it's either going to go one of two ways. You're either going to be scared out of your life and you're never going to do it again, or it's going to spark a sense of adventure in you, and you're going to be like, what's next, you know?
Absolutely. Now, I have to ask you, you work with these guys. You work with Stallion 51. You work with them all the time. I have to ask, I've never asked you this, have you had a chance to fly with them?
Yes.
You have?
I have. My first time in the Mustang was to go on a maintenance flight with Lee Lauterbach.
No.
And it was so much fun. It was so much fun. And the instructors at Stallion 51 are so great because they're so laid back. They
really?
Don't get upset. Like, probably one of my fondest memories, Lee gave me the stick in the back, and he's talking me through a maneuver, and he clearly said,
never flown. Okay.
And he said, okay, girl, let's take the plane to the right. Well, I took it to left. He goes, or the other right. And I'm like, okay, I got it. But he was just completely relaxed about it. This, yes, it's rocket science, but no, let's just go out and have fun. And that's really all, especially at Stallion, but you'll find that with a lot of pilots. They just want to go out and have fun. Safety's first.
Right.
Always key.
Right.
But once you get up there, let's just have a good time and have fun.
Oh, my gosh. Beth, okay, I'm jealous because I've never had a chance to fly with them. So I'm jealous. But that is awesome. And I want to thank you for coming this morning, taking time. Now, where are you located? Because I know you're here, and we're getting ready to wrap up. I need to have you back, so you've got to promise to come back to Florida Aviation Network.
Sure.
Because there's a whole set of things. I've got a whole list of questions I didn't get to ask. Where are you located? I know that you're here at Sun and Fun. I know that you're going to be here all day, and you're here for the duration. Where can people find you?
We are on the Warbird Ramp, and we're right in front where you see all the P-51 Mustangs. Stallion 51 is the corral. So you'll see all the P-51 Mustangs parked out front. That's where I'm going to be.
I like how you said the corral.
Yeah.
The Mustangs are in the corral. That is awesome. So anyone that wants to come, if they have any questions about what we've talked about today, about the medical, the Med Express with the X, medexpress.faa.org.
If they have .gov.
Any, .gov.
Correct.
Thank you. .gov.
Yes.
If they have any questions about renewing, about the initial, you're going to be there all day. You'll be in the corral, and you're on the Warbird Ramp. Beth, thank you so
much,
for coming. This has
been very welcome.
A joy, and absolutely promise that you'll come back.
I'll come back.
And talk to us. Yes, because we didn't even get to touch on the falconry. So we're going to have to catch that on the backside. But thank you so much for all you do, and thank you for inspiring.
You're very welcome. And thanks for doing this. This is awesome.
Well, we love it. We have the best job ever. So
yeah, you do.
With that, we are going to get ready to close out. Thank you again, Beth. Again, my name is Lori Bradner. I'm with the Florida Aviation Network. We are broadcasting live and in the clear from the 48th annual Sun and Fun. We are broadcasting at our remote studio at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. Come on down and see us at the Florida Aviation Network, and we look forward to seeing you at Sun and Fun.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.